Queens.
All right, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Always a privilege to bring you live music in studio, and we're squeezing one more in at the end of the show today. These guys are called Velvet Starlings. They've got a new record on the way sometime in April or May, and we're going to hear some songs from that, as well as debuting a new radio single for you today. But first, Velvet Starlings with Rabbit and a Gun. Whenever you guys are ready, take it away.
Feet were firmly planted on the ground, saving up to buy a ticket down the rabbit hole. You know it's safer when we keep it underground. And I hope you know that we're falling down the food chain. The sharks are always second to row, and they're singing na 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 na. And now you know we're running, thinking supersonic, riding on the same wavelength to last. If you're feeling the harmonics, everybody's on it. That the peoples is just swallowing should be following the walrus's advice. And I hope you know, but if you don't, you're gonna find out the sharks are always circling around, and they're singing na 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 na. Coming out to have some fun, but don't go dancing while the moon is out, 'cause the farmer in the woods has got a gun, and he's singing na 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 na.
Yeah, you guys, right on. Velvet Starlings live in studio on KX93.5. What a treat. We've got Christian, Ronnie, and Michael from the band. And yeah, grab that mic. How are you, man?
Good. Yeah. Feeling really well.
So
first
fun.
First time in Laguna Beach.
Welcome to Laguna Beach. This isn't your first radio gig, though, right?
No, we've done some stuff. We've been on with Rodney and done some stuff, 91X, Tim Pio. And
you guys are cool. And Christian, tell everybody how old you are, please.
I'm 15. I'm going to be 16.
It's probably hard to admit, right? You don't like, you don't want to be your age.
Yeah, I don't want people hearing. We like play shows. There's been times when we played and we get there and they say, what? He's 15 and we just can't even play the show.
Really?
So it's like, it's scary.
Yeah, so you don't want to admit it too much.
Yeah.
But what class are you missing right now to be here?
I got a history test right now. And yeah, we'll see. I'm going to have to make it up.
Did you know the material? Good, then it's a good thing you're here.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you're choosing the life of a rock star instead of the Civil War or whatever.
Yeah, it's all worth it, right?
So I sense the slight English accent in your voice. Your dad is English,
yeah,
right? And did he push you toward the music career? Is it something you always wanted to do?
I don't know. I've always been. I guess growing up, I grew up with Potter, and I grew up listening to Blur, Kasabian, all the best 90s Brit rock stuff, and then Kinks, The Who, the Stones, Beatles, all that. So I guess I've just grown up, I guess, in a musical family, and just listening to music has always been my favorite thing.
Cool. Like, Well, I'm sure you get like an Arctic Monkeys comparison from time to time. Have you ever gotten that?
Have I?
Yeah.
What do you get? I mean, probably. I definitely am a fan of Alex Turner. I'm guilty of that.
I hear it a little bit, dude. And where'd you find these guys, Ronnie and Michael? How'd you end up in the band with Christian?
Oh, well, we actually met in high school.
Cool. Yeah, we have like a bit of a weird arrangement. So they go to school in Northern California. I go to school in Northern California. I live in LA, but I kind of go back and forth. It's a charter school, and they teach recording arts. It's like one of three schools in all of California that uses Pro Tools. So it's kind of, it works out that way.
So it's specifically for the career that you guys are interested in.
Kind of. It's actually a lot of like classical and reading music. And
I see.
It works out because when I'm like, play that, she's like, oh, I can do that.
Oh, you're like a music theorist.
Yeah.
You get it all.
I guess, yeah. Took a couple theory classes there, so.
Do you have perfect pitch if Christian names a note or sings a note, you know what it is?
Not yet.
Okay, she's getting there.
And me, I'm just like, I can't read music at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a consummate rocker. That's pretty cool. So what do your peers think about this kind of band, this kind of music that you're making?
I don't know. I think rock is kind of making its way back. People still like going out to a show and seeing, four dudes with a bass, two guitars and drums. It's still kind of alive. And
yeah.
all my friends are into a lot of the same music. And I mean, there's still so much good stuff. I love Jack White, Arctic Monkeys.
I got
Black
that
Keys
too from
that.
You. Yeah,
Cage.
For sure. Do you are you intentionally avoiding anything too electronic in your music? I mean, you've obviously got a keyboard, but aside from that.
I think one of the things is, like, a lot of the pop songs and stuff, what makes, like, even Lady Gaga, all that stuff, is those big, epic synths. And I kind of realized when I got really into The Doors that the Farfisa sound and some of the, they sound like, or like Baba O'Reilly and those big synths, while they're synths, they're still organic and they're still 60s. So you can use those big epic sound. Like, have you heard of that band Alt J?
Sure.
They have three dudes, but they have that epic synth going crazy.
Yeah.
And you can do that with all the organic sound.
I really want to get your dad on the air in a little bit just to hear where this person came from. It's amazing where this dude came from. This is really cool. Velvet Starlings in studio. Again, we just heard their new song, Rabbit and a Gun, which is coming from the upcoming record.
Yeah.
Does that have a name, by the way?
Oh, man, this is like, we've been trying to figure it out.
Contentious topic. Sorry to bring it up.
It's kind of like, I don't know, should I announce it? I have my idea. Okay, well, it's actually, I know, right? Right now it's love everything, comma, love everyone. It's kind of, you interpret it whatever way you want after you listen to the main song.
All right, yeah. And then that's due to come out April or May, right? We're still
one of the two
nailing down the release date.
December.
And then while I cue it up, tell us about the next song we're going to hear, which is a recorded song from the new record.
So the next song is called Chasing Time. It's going to be the lead single of the new record. Love everything, love everyone. That's one of the main lyrics of the song. The song's called Chasing Time. I guess it's, have you ever seen Jack White live?
Yeah, actually I have once.
Did you go like recently when he has those plastic bags where you put your phone in it and you whack it on the big metal magnet?
I don't think I saw that.
And it's stuck. And you basically, everybody has their phones in these bags and they can't do anything. They can't use them and they just gotta watch Jack White, which isn't that bad.
Right, right. No, I saw him at a festival, so they didn't do that. But if you see a Jack White show, he makes you do that.
Exactly. But it's so genius because it gets you to just, it's all about the music. And when everyone's there, they're all on their phones and not just going to shows, but like
anywhere.
You saw what happened with the whole Instagram thing when it went down. People just depend on it so much. Doing music, people in school, social media is just the ruler of everything right now. And that's kind of what the song's about, getting away from that. Because we're all really spending so much time in this digital world rather than seeing everything that's great about the world.
How old do you think you are in your mind?
Well, I got a nice Lego collection, so I'd say like 8 sometimes.
I thought you were gonna go with 44. 8, okay, anyway. Velvet Starlings in studio. Here's their new single, Chasing Time. This is the debut, right?
Yeah.
First time ever on KX93.5.
Time to spend your youth on tiny screens.
Again, that is a new single from the band Velvet Starlings. That song's called Chasing Time on KX93.5. We're really lucky to be joined in studio by the entire band right now. Hi again, everybody.
Hey.
What's up? Christian's actually missing history class right now to be here. So hopefully your whole class is listening and maybe not taking that test.
Yeah, I know, right?
So I wanted to bring on Christian's dad and dadager. Is that a word?
Is it?
Yeah,
it
probably. Probably
manager.
Okay, dad. No, but you're in the biz, right? Was this in your mind like even before Christian was born? This is the kind of rocker you wanted to have in the family.
I would have to say, being in British rock myself, it's like, you know, I was in a band, a Plastine, in the 90s during the whole British rock heyday. And it was like, that's the music we were into, you know, whether it's The Who, Beatles, Stones, all those, like all the 90s shoegaze bands. And when he was born, he basically got brainwashed, I reckon, from just hearing all that music nonstop. And then he was, you know, and I had a lot of vintage instruments sort of sitting around the house. So it'd be like, I was hoping he'd just start picking them up and playing on them.
I remember when you, like, I found your big bag, your shoegaze collection of like
pedals,
30 pedals. I was
like, yeah, it's like Christmas. And then he just started messing around with like keyboards and guitars and different things. And, you know, because I own a label, Soundtimes 3, and it's mainly for guitar bands. Not that we're just too cool for school, but it's just, you know, stuff I like. Because I'm in publishing and that kind of game, so that's what pays the bills. So the label is the labor of love, and it's like bands that I dig, you know,
right,
and the music
right.
I like. But if he wouldn't have been very good as a songwriter or a musician, I would have done the business thing and said, oh, you can play it peripherally on the side. But he just showed that he really wanted to do it, and he was writing songs that were on the level of some of the other artists or better.
Absolutely.
So
it must feel pretty cool to know that like you would have signed him to your label anyway, even if he wasn't your son.
I would have actually pursued it and said, I want to sign, you know, this singer-songwriter because... A, he's got time on his side, as the Stones would have said.
Sure.
And he's already showing, you know, that much, you know, talent at an early age. And so what's he going to be doing when he's 20, you know?
Yeah, dude. Are you writing pretty much everything on your own, too?
Yeah, for the most part. Actually, the only collaborator I've ever had on some of the songs.
Yeah, collaborate. I collaborate with him on some of the songs.
Yeah, just to make sure you get a little credit on the... Just songwriting.
Yeah. I've got the publishing, so I'm all right.
You know? Yeah. I guess you're right.
I'm already cleared on the publishing. No,
that's
just
really
joking.
Cool. I mean, you must have noticed that he wasn't like other kids early on when he started being into this kind of music beyond his years.
Yeah, we did. When he was like playing all of the organ riffs and everything from The Doors,
right?
I was just like, okay, he's playing that like Ray Manzarek. Okay, that's good. He's doing this like Townsend from The Who. He's singing like Eric Burdon from The Animals. This could be something, you know. Let's actually, you know, see what he's got going. And then, like I said, I chucked him out on farmers markets, you know, where it's like 3 hours. You don't know anyone. They don't really know you unless you're from the area. And then you've got 3 hours to, you know, you've got that 1 second or 5 seconds to engage somebody as you're walking by. And if there were younger people walking by, it'd be an Arctic Monkeys. And if so, older people would play the Stones, you know. So
yeah.
I just started grabbing them and then throwing in some original songs in between. And then I was like, well, I'll make a record for you.
Yeah.
And then he played all the instruments on the record. So it's like, besides the drums. So I was like, all right.
So that first record has been out for a little bit, right?
Yeah.
What's that one called?
That one's called Velvet Starlings.
Okay, self-titled record.
Self-titled.
And the new one is the one that's headed out, which we just named.
Yeah.
Love Everyone.
Love Everything. Love Everyone.
Got it. Right. We named it live on air. Thank you.
Sarcastically, I think.
Yeah, it's supposed to be kind of namby-pamby, but not really.
No American kids use namby-pamby. That's how you know.
He's been watching The In-Betweeners a bit too much, maybe.
And then I also did want to touch on kind of that Doors comparison. Ronnie, you're like a classically trained pianist, it seems like, but you're playing Ray Manzarek-style chords and sounds. Are you enjoying that? Does it fit with your vibe?
I definitely love it. Yeah, I'm really into 60s music, so it's definitely like things I want to do.
Right on. It sounds really good, you guys. So I know you just opened for Barnes Courtney.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome show to get. How was that?
I don't want to sound like a fan, but I mean, of course I'm a huge fan, but I'm a huge fan of him. It was like the coolest day ever.
That's really cool. Did you get to hang out with him backstage?
I got to hang out with him backstage, and it was like the best day ever.
Yeah, right.
Just
on,
words
dude.
Of wisdom from Barnes for about 20 minutes.
What did he tell
minutes.
You? Yeah.
I feel like he'll hear it if I say it. Can I say this?
Yeah.
Oh, he gave me his phone number,
words,
and it was the coolest thing ever.
Oh, yeah, okay, right
he
on.
He gave me like 3 different hugs throughout the night.
Different styles of hugs?
Yeah, there was like one where it was like, yeah. And there was one like, like, I've never met you, but I'll still hug you.
Right, right, right. And they got progressively better and deeper.
I think I got a photo of one.
And then he said he wants to write.
Hey, well, that's pretty cool. Congrats, man. Really cool. And then more publishing. The show you got coming up, I know you have one on Monday, Harvard and Stone up in LA. Anything else you want to make sure the people know about?
What else is there? We got some So Far LA. We got
Hi-Hat. That's a birthday party, though.
And then we got, I don't know. And then we got The Mint, like, the week after. Then we're playing at Desert Stars Festival in Joshua Tree.
Cool.
And then
hopefully there's Britain. Hopefully a show that could happen in April with 93.5%.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We hear you have an album coming out, so it seems like a good time to do a little gig.
Yeah.
Right on, dude.
Not the worst idea.
Well, we're going to finish with the last song, which is from the first record, the one we've been playing on this station, called Soul Down the River. That'll close our live in studio with Velvet Starlings today. So before we play that and go, do you want to say any last words, direct people to where to find your music, that sort of thing?
Like everybody else, we're on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, the whole shebang, all that stuff. You can follow us, Velvet Starlings.
Cool. We're going to play that last song. Thank you, Christian, Ronnie, Michael, and Roger from Velvet Starlings. This is Soul Down the River, live on KX93.5, whenever you guys are ready.
Around, I set the score right. I got a blanket.
at you guys. So much fun. Velvet Starlings live in studio on KX93.5. And I want to add for people who maybe didn't see this on Facebook Live, there's literally butterflies falling from the sky behind you in the butterfly migration as you're playing. And it's pretty much the coolest thing I've ever seen. So,
man, we were noticing that.
Yeah. Thanks for supplementing that. Christian, Ronnie, and Michael from the band live in studio. Really appreciate you guys. This was awesome.
Thank you so much for having
me. Cool. We'll see you soon on KX93.5.
Hey, it's Kevin Flaherty. Every Thursday at 5, I host Open Water. It's an hour of the best cutting-edge independent music you could ask for, ranging psych rock to garage rock to post-punk and generally edgy alternative with an emphasis